from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Planned summit in Singapore between the U.S. and North Korean leaders is off for now. That story from VOA's Steve Miller.
U.S. President Donald Trump said that based on recent statements by North Korea, he has decided to call off his planned June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
While President Trump said at this point the talks are off, he also left open the possibility they could eventually take place.
It's possible that the existing summit could take place or a summit at some later date.
Steve Miller, VOA News.
Here in Washington, Republican and Democratic lawmakers gathered in classified briefings about the origins of the FBI investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff.
Today's Gang of Eight briefing was conducted to ensure protection of sources and methods. Nothing we heard today has changed our view that there is no evidence to support any allegation that the FBI or any intelligence agency placed a spy in the Trump campaign or otherwise failed to follow appropriate procedures and protocols.
Investigators looking into the shooting down of a Malaysian Airlines flight over Ukraine 4 years ago have identified the Russian military brigade that believed to have owned the missile used to bring down the plane. It is the first time that they have suggested Russian involvement. 283 passengers, 15 crew were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it has struck a major insurgent command and control mode with ground-based rocket artillery in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. U.S. Marine Corps Brigadier General Benjamin Watson said such strikes not only degrade Taliban operations but also give Afghan partners the ability to maintain continuous pressure against a weakened enemy. U.S. deployed the military mission to Helmand in April 2017 to train, advise, and assist the regional Afghan army and police forces battling the Taliban. A retired U.S. Navy SEAL has been awarded the nation's highest military decoration for a mission in Afghanistan 16 years ago, AP's Sagar Magani reporting from the White House.
In the war's early days, Master Chief Special Warfare Operator Britt Slabinski led an assault and rescue mission, charging up a snowy mountaintop known as Roberts Ridge after a fellow service member was thrown from their helicopter under enemy fire.
Britt continued to engage the enemy, repeatedly exposing himself to horrendous fire.
In awarding him the Medal of Honor, President Trump says Slabinski helped stabilize the wounded and kept fighting more heavily armed al-Qaeda forces until help arrived.
We thank God for making you a United States SEAL.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
UN Refugee Agency expressing alarm at what it says are significant increases in the number of people fleeing violence and persecution in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The UNHCR spokeswoman, Arcarini Katiti, said there are many vulnerable women and children.
We hear repeatedly from people requesting refugee protection, including from a growing number of children, that they are fleeing forced recruitment into armed criminal gangs and death threats. As people journey across borders and onwards, they face numerous dangers, including violence at the hands of criminal groups, often leaving women in particular vulnerable to sexual abuse and exploitation.
UNHCR says the vast majority of the asylum seekers have fled to Belize, Mexico, and the United States, and increasingly to Costa Rica, Panama, in search of refugee protection. UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution that for the first time recognizes the link between conflict and hunger and strongly condemns the use of starvation as a method of war. UN World Food Program reported in March between 108 million and 124 million people in conflict situations suffer from severe malnutrition. Get more at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.